We are heading across the Tasman, where a multi-storey building has been evacuated in Sydney's inner city after a quarter light this morning. More than 120 firefighters and 30 trucks were sent to the fire after the flames began spreading to neighbouring towers. The ABC News' Harriet Tatham is with us now with an update. Kia ora, Harriet.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks so much for joining us. What is the latest on the fire?
Well, the investigation has begun now into what sparked this absolutely enormous fire inside a heritage listed building in the middle of Sydney, right in central Sydney. It broke out just after around 4 o'clock this afternoon. And as you said, there were 120 firefighters and 30 trucks involved in getting this blaze under control. Now, it broke out on the third story of a seven-story building. At this stage, we believe, and authorities have advised us, that this building was vacant, and we're all incredibly hopeful that it will stay that way. Now, just to paint a bit of a picture for your audience, this building is right on the street above the Central Station, right in the middle of Sydney's CBD. So, you know, if you're thinking of Sydney, it's right there in the guts of it. It's also just beside a light rail stop, so there's a pedestrian area, which meant that there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people walking around at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it broke out. And, you know, it continued to grow over about the following 45 minutes. And at one stage, the fire was so intense that part of the building actually collapsed in on itself. It was this almighty crash, and it sent flames flying into the city skyline. And as I said, this is right in the middle of Sydney's CBD. It is beside Central Station, which is the biggest transport hub in Australia's biggest city. Now, crews have been worked on it for 2 hours, and at about 6 p.m., the state's fire and rescue commissioner came out and said that the blaze had been contained and that there were no major injuries sustained, which is just remarkable considering the scale of the fire. So the flames, as you said earlier, they did make them into nearby buildings, and firefighters were able to extinguish them. We understand one nearby car actually set alight. No doubt that was from embers. And also, you know, like in this area, so it's next door to a dental hospital, but it's also surrounded by several residential buildings. And so there were embers that had landed on people's balconies, but all of those were able to be extinguished. A lot of residents who live in those buildings have actually not been able to return and won't be able to return to their apartments tonight, and that's while police make assessments about the structural integrity of those buildings and just making sure that everything is safe. But I have to admit, like, I'm back in the newsroom now, and this is just 400 metres from the ABC office in Sydney. But the city smells like smoke now, and, you know, it's incredibly concentrated in that area around Surry Hills. So I think even if you lived around there, you probably wouldn't want to be there because, you know, it's there's bright flashing lights everywhere, and that smell of smoke is really setting.
I'm having a look at some of the photos that our news agencies are posting now, and it looks like a fierce fire, and they've caught some of the building collapsing as well. Have you heard from many witnesses and what they have seen and heard?
Yeah, people, I mean, I was down there when that building collapsed in on itself. And I mean, people were screaming. The sound was extraordinary. I mean, to hear, it's hard to think now because I was there when you could see, you know, at least three rows of windows from my vantage point. And as I looked away, this crash kind of started to happen, and I turned around and you saw these, you know, at least two stories worth of windows kind of fall in, all this rubble, all this brick. And people were screaming. I mean, people were so shocked. It was an incredibly distressing scene right in the middle of Sydney. People talked to me about how scared they were, how nervous they were. And the other thing to note is that, as I said earlier, this broke out at, you know, around 4 p.m. So that's very close to peak hour. At 5 p.m., you know, Central Station is the busiest transport hub in the country, turns out. So there were thousands of people there just coming to watch because, you know, with their, you know, their phones in the sky filming this huge apartment building.
Yeah.
On fire.
Harriet, what sort of building was it? Is it a commercial building or was it a residential building that I'm seeing that it was unoccupied, but what type of building was it?
Yeah, so it actually was, it's a heritage listed building and it was a former hat factory.
Okay.
So we also have looked at, since the blaze has come under control, we've been able to look and we've seen via development applications lodged to the local council that there were plans to actually turn it into a hotel as well. So, you know, no doubt.
They've been shelved, yeah.
Visited because that's right, because this building, I mean, I don't want to say at this stage that it's totally destroyed because, you know, the exclusion zone continued to grow and reporters were kind of, you know, we were moved further and further away for our own safety. Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks destroyed, but it's difficult to kind of ascertain what exactly it happened right there on the scene. But it was, we understand that it was a timber frame building. And so when I was there watching, I mean, you could see and hear just huge, big timber bollards just collapsing and falling in on itself. And every time that happened, these huge, you know, plumes of smoke and, you know, big, bright orange and yellow fire flames would flash into the sky and embers would fly everywhere. So, and at that stage, especially early on, authorities are so focused on getting it under control that we, like, people were quite close to this fire breaking out because it just happened so quickly.
Yeah.
At this stage, also, they've made a public appeal to actually help to try and ascertain what exactly was the cause of this building. The cause of this building fire. They're still not exactly sure what caused this blaze,
yeah,
so that's no doubt going to be the focus of investigations going forward.
Absolutely. Well, we will watch the space and see exactly what the investigation hopefully will come out with in the next couple of days. Harriet Tatum, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Wonderful.